Welcome to Crooners and Coffee Shops, everyone. My name is Heather. Today I have Kelda Music here. Hi, Kelda.
Hello, how are you?
We're great. We're excited to talk about all of your activities in the entertainment industry today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. We're excited to have you. To kind of start us off, we would love to hear a little bit about how you got started in music.
Yeah. So I've been in the entertainment industry since I was 5 years old, from acting, modeling. And as I got older, I was like, I want to perform. I like being in front of people. I like entertaining people. And that's when I started working with different producers and going to different studios. And more so, I was writing a lot of poetry. I was even like writing scripts and stuff like that. And I just started recording. And in 2005 is when I released my first album, Shut Up Listen, under Loud Dust Recordings. And then in 2006, I released the Diva album. And then 2007, I released the Diva TV album. And I also did the Diva project. And ever since then, I've been recording. And now that the music industry has changed a lot, a lot of artists are releasing just singles instead of an actual album now. So that's what I'm doing, just releasing a lot of singles and being active. And actually, I'll be starting a podcast myself pretty soon. So, yeah.
Yes, but yeah, join us. Us on the dark side of the podcasting realm.
Right.
We have cookies here.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. We're excited for the podcast. And also you've taken on a pretty impressive compilation project that's coming up, the Diva Experience, which is going to be released soon.
Yes. So I have the Diva Deluxe Edition, April 24th, and that's three of my albums combined into one. So it's the Shut Up Listen, the Diva album, and the Diva TV album, all released in one. And then the Diva Experience is releasing May 8th. And those are all my singles that I've ever recorded. So you guys are going to get to enjoy some of my newer stuff, some of my older stuff. I'm really excited about re-releasing my music to the masses and doing a lot of promo and marketing. Because, you know, back then we didn't have Spotify. And now that we do, there's so many ways to promote your music and to get it out there to a whole new audience. And that's why I wanted to re-release these projects under a different name and just kind of rebrand and put it out there to the masses.
Yeah. And kind of speaking on the marketing aspect, like how has the overall promotional process been in regards to, you know, I know a compilation album is very different than what you would be marketing for a single or an EP and such.
Right. So the difference with the compilation is just a bunch of songs, and some of them have remixes, some of them have special mixes to it or features. And the way that we're trying to market this is we're just putting this all into like one big package. You get to enjoy the Diva Deluxe album, and then you get to enjoy the Diva Experience album. And so there's a concept to each project. And with that project, we're just trying to figure out different ways to promote it to the masses. And that's why I call myself Diva as well, because that's what we're branding within these albums. So when you listen to my music, you always hear me, you know, talk about Diva this, Diva that, you know, everything that a Diva does. But I'm taking the negative aspect off of Diva and I'm putting more of a positive aspect to it. You know, like we're independent, we're strong, we're beautiful women inside out. So that's like the whole marketing angle when it comes to all of my music, actually.
Yeah, I love the aspect of, you know, taking a negative and turning it into a positive, because like, I mean, especially recently, like, oh, we are reclaiming like the boss lady, the bossiness. And it's like, well, yeah. That means I have high ambitions.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And that's why I'm trying to brand Diva as much as possible. Like any project that I do, it always has to involve the word Diva, you know? And that's why, like, when I record my next album, whenever that'll be, I'm going to call it Super Diva. And you guys are going to be able to listen to what a diva is today and who's a diva, you know what I mean? But again, everything's all on the positive aspect of it.
Yes. Well, we're very excited and definitely can't wait for new music. That's for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Luckily, we're almost out of the pandemic. So recording studios and everything should be getting back to normal sooner than later.
Yes. And I really can't wait to go out and do performances again. Right now, I've been performing virtually. So I'll just rent a studio and, you know, have a couple of camera people and a DJ, and I'll just do a concert in the studio and I'll broadcast it live to my fans. But like, I want to see them in person. I want to, you know what I mean? Like, talk to people. Like, hey, what'd you think about the show? What'd you think about the songs and stuff like that? You know what I mean? Just shake hands with people.
Yeah, it's definitely a different experience. It's like, sometimes I feel like with the digital aspect, you lose a little bit of the personal aspect of doing a live show. Because like you said, where you're not getting to talk to people like, hey, how did you like the set kind of thing? Hey, let's grab a beer and chat, you know?
Yeah. And it's so funny, like you said, things are opening back up in Oakland. They have like a festival every weekend at the lake. And now they're starting to open up some of these venues. And I haven't seen any like concert venues or anything like that open, or, you know, they haven't been booking artists, but, you know, they're slowly getting people in there at capacity of like 50 to 60 people. You know, they have everyone outside drinking cocktails and stuff. So yeah, it's slowly opening.
Yeah. And to kind of go into a little bit about your experience in the entertainment industry, you know, not only have you had your music featured in TV works like The Atlanta Housewives, but you've also dabbled in the film world yourself with talk shows and also your original work, Love the Original Way. So like the fact that you have your feet in all of the entertainment doors is impressive, to say the least.
Thank you. To me, it's just really fun. And, you know, I don't need the fame and the fortune to do this. I do this because I love doing it. You know what I mean? And we all have a passion for something. We all have a love for something. Well, you know, I love making music. I love performing. I love producing films. I love acting in films. I like helping with writing scripts. I like interviewing people and stuff. It's just, you know, you have fun.
Yeah. And that's, I feel like sometimes we lose that, you know, at growing up in not only America, but I feel like in a modern society, everybody is like, you got to hustle like 24/7. And it's like, well, you also need time for your mental health and also for the things that you actually do want to do. And if you're passionate about something, you shouldn't feel a pressure to do something conventional, quote unquote conventional.
Right. And I think that in a way, too, like being in the pandemic, you know, it's helped people dig inside their inner talents and discover them. And it's a great thing. It's you know, good for your mental. It's good for your soul. You know what I mean? And I know quite a few people that have discovered some of their inner talents, like cooking, drawing, painting, filming. So, yeah, it's just we all have a passion for something, but it just really depends how serious you want to take that passion. And are you really good at that passion? You know, because we could be fans of everything, but it doesn't mean we can necessarily be that or do that. But you definitely need to keep your mind healthy, your mental healthy by doing things that entertain you, things that you enjoy, you know.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, you're the one that's on the deathbed. And you have to be the one to look at what you've accomplished in life, as dark as that sounds now.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, we discussed the happy topics on Crooners and Coffee Shops.
Right.
So getting away from some dark energy here, a fun question for you. If you could provide the soundtrack for any type of like filmed work, what type of topic or genre would you want the work to be in?
Yeah, I'm actually really starting to like these rom-coms now, romantic comedies. You know, again, you know, just being in the house during the pandemic, like you start watching all these movies and you're like, hey, you know, I'm kind of feeling this. As well as drama, you know, been watching a lot of Lifetime. I'm sure a lot of us women have. Lifetime has been having killer movies. Oxygen has been having, you know, all kind of reality shows and stuff. And I'm just here for it, you know, being locked up in the house and stuff. You got to keep yourself entertained one way or another. But yeah, I definitely liking rom-coms. And that was my first film that I produced, which was Love the Original Way. That was, you know, a romantic comedy. I didn't really know what direction I wanted to go into with that film. That's why it was short. But, you know, I casted all my friends to be in it. And I had a really good director, really good producer. The quality came out better than I expected. And I just hope to make more movies. I've been starring in other people's films and, you know, supporting roles and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, a film that I was in 2018 premiered at the Sundance Film Festival recently here in San Francisco at Fort Mason Center. It was a drive-through. And I was just awesome. So excited about it because, like, oh, I'm attached to the Sundance Film Festival now. Like, this is awesome.
Huge accomplishment for sure.
Heck yeah. Like, just everything that I've been doing, the payoff, it has been amazing. So that's why I continue to keep doing it, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I kind of wanted to ask you, how do you balance your different endeavors and how has that balance kind of been affected because of the pandemic?
Well, if anything, I'm more multitasking now, which is something that I love to do. I have ADHD, so it's like I have to be doing something to keep myself busy. So really, if anything, I've been busier than before. And to keep everything balanced, like as long as I have, you know, my notepad with me and, you know, my laptop and stuff, my phone, I pretty much keep everything intact. I'm not like scatterbrained or anything like that. I just, you know, I keep all my lyrics that I write. I keep that on my phone, keep that on my, you know, laptop, any, you know, film ideas and stuff. I, you know, keep track with Google Docs and stuff. Like Google has been so much helpful. The Google Drive, Gmail, like using all the docs on there and stuff like that to do your business. So I've been busier since the pandemic. And, you know, I hate to say it, but nothing but good things have been happening for me, you know, knock on wood. But yeah, you just gotta find ways to keep yourself busy and not dwell so much on the negative that's going on right now.
Absolutely. And I also agree about Google, like Google Drive and Google Docs and Google Sheets. That is how Crooners and Coffee Shops is run.
that. Okay. Yeah. See, there you go. Yeah.
That is because I am Uber type A. I'm like, where's my list? Where is it? Where is it? Right. Did you grow legs and walk away?
Yeah. That was right here on my Google Docs. Thank you, Google. Yes.
I say that about the pens at work. I'll have a whole cup of pens. And then like after a week, I'm like, where'd they all go? We have a small office.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Right, right. We
There's
never know where we misplace things,
here.
You know?
There's like only two people here. How did all the pens disappear?
Yeah, it's easy to misplace things, especially small items or items that we really need. It's like it's gone. And then when you don't need it, it just pops up somewhere. And you're like, hey, I was looking for you 2 months ago.
Right? It's like, I didn't need this hairband. I needed it when I was out at the beach. It's like, nope, now you're here now when I don't need you.
Right. Yeah, it sucks, but it's life.
It is life. The little things in life.
Yes, the little things in life. Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, as a female creative and entrepreneur, do you feel that women in the entertainment industry need to portray themselves in certain ways in order to be successful?
Not really. I think just being a creator yourself and knowing what art that you want to produce and that you want to put out there, you are only in control of distinguishing yourself from other creators. And, you know, as a woman, you just have to stand alone and do it yourself. You know, try not to depend on other people or, you know, having a man back everything. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's just all in your art. And that's how you stand out. I know a lot of female artists, musicians to actors, to producers, writers, all of that. And all of those women are very talented and they do everything on their own. And whatever comes to mind that they want to produce or create or make or whatever, that's what distinguishes them from everyone else. It's just being your own creator and believing in the art that you have. So you know, I think women should just keep going on the path that they're on to continue to be creative without, you know, having to think, oh, I'm a woman, this is not going to work, or I'm just like everybody else. You know, just do you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. The more authentic that you are, it definitely comes out in the art.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that's why there's like no competition. You know, people look at it as, oh, well, you know, I don't have, you know, big breasts like her or long hair, or I don't look like that person. So how am I going to succeed when she looks like that and I look like this? When really it's just all about you. However you want to portray yourself is how you want to be perceived by the public. Doesn't matter what you look like, doesn't matter what you do or whatever. You believe in your art. You believe in who you are. Doesn't matter. You shouldn't compare yourself to anybody else or anyone else's projects. Again, just do you.
Absolutely. Words of wisdom, everyone.
Hey.
Yeah. If you could give yourself any advice in regards to what you've experienced within the music industry or overall entertainment industry or in life in general, what advice would you give her?
Don't trust everyone. Definitely watch how you spend your money. Be careful who you let in your circle. Normally, as an artist, as an independent artist, you know, we're not working with big teams or anything like that. I have a small circle with no more than like 5 people that I trust, that I know who I could go to and say, hey, look, this is the issue. You know what I mean? Can you help me or whatever? And then, you know, and then there's family too, and a couple close friends. But yeah, if I had to rewind time, I would have definitely been more careful about some of the relationships that I've built with certain people that I no longer know today. That's just the thing. Just be careful who you trust and who you give your all to. And, you know, yeah.
You've got a gut feeling. Always go with your gut.
Yes. There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you hope that your audience will take away from your creative work?
I want them to just, when they listen to my music, listen to the voice. Listen to the lyrics. Don't put me in a boat with other artists. I am my own self, and I want people to understand that. And more so, you know, I'm pushing the diva movement, right? I'm branding diva. So it's just like, I want people to understand what a diva is today and how the way I perceive a diva. And hopefully you guys will perceive what a diva is the same way I perceive it. And more so just, you know, from my films, I want you guys to just enjoy. I want you to be entertained. That's why I'm in this business, because I feel like I can entertain. And there are certain artists, actors, whoever, that shouldn't be entertaining people, because, you know, either their movies are really dull and drags along, or maybe their music isn't all that great. But I just want people to walk away with, gosh, no, that killed the music. That diva chick, she's talented. I like that one song. I like that one hook. I like that one film she was in. You know what I mean? So it's just, you kind of, you just want everyone to embrace your talents and your works and appreciate you for it.
Absolutely. I feel like anybody that's in entertainment, that's all, you know, that's the overall goal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Like, I remember I had one experience. I went to Diddy. I remember I went to his concert in San Francisco. It was several years ago. And I remember when I left that show, I was like, this man knows how to entertain. He knows how to put on a show. Okay. He had his dancers. He had the band. He had his 2 chicks on the side that were backing him. Like, I was very impressed, and I felt like I got my money's worth. And it's funny that was something that I even took away from Diddy, that he said a long time ago. He was like, I want people, when they come to my concerts, I want them to get their money's worth. And that's the same way I feel when you buy my music, stream my music, when you go see my films, I want you to walk away knowing, hey, I got my money's worth. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. And to kind of end off the interview process, what other big exciting things should we be expecting from you apart from the upcoming compilation albums?
Yeah, yeah. So I got the podcast coming, which is Chillin' with Kelda Music. And I'm starting to work on a couple of other films. We're just trying to come up with a concept, and I'll be doing my first independent feature film probably this summer. So I'll be casting for that, and I'll be, you know, putting together my crew and everything. So yeah, the podcast, the film, and then yeah, the Diva Experience and the Diva Deluxe album, those will be available. So yeah, that's pretty much what I got going. And I'm sure I'll pick up some other things along the way. You know what I mean? Especially as the pandemic is slowly clearing up, more people will be interested in networking and doing things. So yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah, lots of big, exciting things, and we can't wait for all of them.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Well, Kelda, it was awesome getting to chat with you. Where can everyone find you online?
Yes, go to my website, keldamusic.com, KELDAMUZIK.com, and you can find me on all the social media platforms. Just type in Kelda Music, one word, lowercase m, you know what I mean? It's diva. Yeah, find me and stay updated with me, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Especially with all those works coming up. Definitely stay in touch with her social media, everyone.
Yes, please do.
Yes. And to get into our coffee shop appreciation portion here at Crooners and Coffee Shops, we have been doing our best to try to support local coffee shops during this pandemic. So before pandemic started, I had actually been a couch surfer host for about 4 years. And unfortunately, obviously, no one was going to be traveling during a pandemic, but I've been so gracious to have received, you know, coffee from some of my couch surfers that I've hosted. Very sweet people. I took a look at my collection and I found some Turkish coffee. I'm probably going to butcher this name, but it seems like it's pronounced Karuka Veci, KURUKAHVECI. Like I said, I'm probably butchering that, but you know what? I had a great cup of coffee this morning. Very smooth. Turkish coffee is amazing.
Ooh, that sounds good. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
So good. Kelda, do you have any coffee shops that you would like to shout out in the Bay Area?
There's a couple of coffee shops. I forgot the names, though. Because usually, like, when I drink coffee, I'll just go to the store. Walgreens or, you know, Safeway, and I'll just get like some Dunkin' Donuts coffee. That's what I usually get when I go.
I mean, Dunkin' definitely has the better of the conglomerate brews, I feel like.
It's pretty good. And even like when I get the original coffee, not with all the extra stuff in it, it still tastes smooth, still tastes good, still gets the job done. The calorie intake is not as high. And that's something we definitely have to watch. But
unfortunately,
yeah, and I know Dunkin', they're a huge brand. They're not necessarily independent like the local coffee shops or anything like that. But if I had to pick one, it would be them.
Yes, like I said, I mean, Dunkin', I feel like if I'm going to go and pick any of them for, you know, a chain coffee place, definitely Dunkin's on the top of my list. So,
Yeah.
And their donuts are better. I'm going on record. They're better than Krispy Kreme. I'm sorry.
Probably, it's weird. I cannot do
probably
Krispy
lost
Kreme.
Half my listeners for saying that. It's okay.
I can't do Krispy Kreme. Those donuts are too sweet for me. They're just way too sweet. I like the old fashioned donuts, like
yes.
From Welch. What is it? Welch's, I think. Wait.
Winchell's.
Winchell's. Yeah.
I love Winchell's. They're my go to.
Yeah. That's my go to. Yeah.
Yes. Well, Kelda, again, it was amazing getting to have you on here.
Yes. Thank you for having me. The day I was told that I was booked for this interview, I was like, yay. Like, I like the name that you guys go by. And I, you know, I like the whole coffee thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. We're hoping that you stay safe out there in the Bay Area. And to our listeners, stay safe out there, everyone, and stay caffeinated.